And you know how I comfort myself? I always say, well, it's either me. The leash will either be me, or I'm definitely better than that, inshallah. Because there's only one of two chances. You're either the worst guy, or you're better than the worst guy. You cannot be worse than the worst. Allahu Akbar. So this is why we have hope in the mercy of Allah. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant this to us. With the hur, if I can spend a few more minutes, the voice is according to your taste. How you would like it. You know, you have a voice, and this is why we say the voice of a woman is aura fitness. And you know, at times, unless she speaks like a man. So, fitna, in the sense that it's sometimes so attractive that it can cause a sleepless night for a young and upcoming adolescent. Allahu Akbar. Maybe even adults. But my brothers, you need to know that the voice is such, it is not just attractive, but it is according to what your senses consider the most highly attractive ever. Subhanallah. This is why when people say, will I be with my spouse in, you know, this woman who's been nagging me all along, is she going to be in paradise with me? Hey, you know, you're reducing the value of paradise. The reality is you don't know. I say wait and get there. Work towards that. Allah will not let you down. Never ever. Because you have what you want. Whatever you want, you have it. It's yours. You worked enough, now it's time for payment. You worked a lot. Now it's time for payment. And how is this payment? Wallahi. The sound, the scent, you know, the smell. Sometimes you have, you know, for our sisters, the hadith is loud and clear. If a woman walks out of the home wearing a perfume and so on and turning the head, she is equivalent to one who has committed adultery. It's a hadith. We cannot deny it or debate it. You know, it's something that is very scary. But in Jannah, you will have a scent. Not turning your head. There's no point to turn your head. Brother, it's yours. You don't have to turn. It's in front of you. Allahu Akbar. You look this way, it's there. You want to look that way, it will be there. In a split moment. Subhanallah. It's yours. It belongs to you. It is controlled not by your voice, not by your iris, but by your thought. Imagine. Subhanallah. By your thought. You're thinking and things happening. I don't think they're ever going to develop something of that nature. Subhanallah. Today we have, you know, senses, you walk near, the gate opens, you know, where you look at it and it opens, you touch it opens, things happening. This is technology. But come up with something, you think about it and it's there. Every time, as you're thinking, and it doesn't get stuck, you know, here, oh, the battery's not working, you got to now fix the battery. No, everything is completely perfect, done. And this is why we say the scent, the sound, the look, the clothing, the jewelry, absolutely everything. Not only hers, but even yours. And she will look at you as she would like to see you. And you will be as you want. So it's something, it is a perfect condition. In fact, higher than perfection. It's created by Allah as a gift for us. After the period of test, which lasts on average 60 to 70 years in this ummah. So are you ready to bear patience for between 60 and 70? A lot of us look like we're between 20 and 40 years. I think the bulk of us, it looks like that from my eyes. So you've got a few more years to go. Subhanallah, be patient. And the beauty is if you've done wrong in the past, engage in tawbah. Here it is. Here it is. What will you get in return? Whatever you wish for. Beyond description. Subhanallah.